This audio recording was produced in 2014 by Christian Audio, which owns the copyright. No portion of this recording may be reproduced for any reason without prior written consent from Christian Audio. This edition recorded by arrangement with Multnomah Books, an imprint of Crown Publishing Group, a division of Random House, LLC. Please visit christianaudio.com, facebook.com/christianaudio, or twitter.com/christianaudio to offer your impressions of this work and to explore additional titles.
Point Man. This is a book for men. It's a book for men that talks about how to become an effective leader in your home. After 3 years of research and study, it's my conclusion that effective male leadership in the homes of America is going the way of the dinosaur. A lot of people in our country are worried about the extinction of the snail darter. Well, I'm a lot more worried about the extinction of men who know how to lead a family. And the effective male leader who knows how to lead his family is already on the endangered species list. In 1980, James Dobson put it this way: "The Western world stands at a great crossroads in its history. It is my opinion that our very survival as a people will depend upon the presence or absence of masculine leadership in millions of homes. I believe with everything within me that husbands hold the keys to the preservation of the family." Things have not gotten any better in the years since Dobson made that statement. If anything, the crisis has grown even more acute. It's 1966. Welcome to Vietnam. On this particular day, you would give anything not to be here, for you are going out on patrol. You've been on patrol before, but today is different. That's why there's a knot in your gut and an icy fear in your heart. Today is different because the patrol leader has appointed you to be point man. In essence, you're the leader. And as you move out to encounter the enemy, you realize that the survival of those seven men stepping cautiously behind you will depend upon just one thing: your ability to lead. Your judgment may determine whether they live or die. Entire patrols have been lost because the point man failed to anticipate an ambush. Men have been killed or horribly maimed, all because a point lacked skill and wisdom. You never saw it coming. The violent shock and utter surprise of gunfire momentarily paralyzes you, despite your instant reaction training. Before you can respond, a bullet tears through your flesh and explodes the bone in your leg. In the chaos of attack, and in spite of your wounds, the radio man makes his way to you. He knows, and you know, that you are the most experienced man. In panic situations like this, the book goes out the window. Like it or not, you're the leader. As a medic evaluates your wound, you're trying to determine what to do next. Some good news in the midst of confusion brings a ray of hope. The bullet went through cleanly, and the bleeding has stopped. You're luckier than most guys on point. Usually they're dead before they hit the ground. You're still alive and in control of your thinking. You get on the radio and report your situation and position. You request a chopper for the young private who's hemorrhaging and probably won't make it. But before you can finish your request, the hidden enemy unleashes all of his firepower on your position. And it turns out you're surrounded. In your gut, you know the odds are against you. You're outnumbered, outgunned, and not in the greatest position to wage a counterattack. You've got two men dead, one dying, and four wondering if they'll make it to lunch. The worst-case scenario has happened, and it's worse than you ever imagined. Now is the time your leadership will make the difference. It's leadership, pure and simple. If your plan works, you may get out alive with half your men. If it doesn't, they'll be lucky to find your dog tags. Let's make a critical change in the scenario here. You're still in Vietnam, on patrol in the same steamy rainforest. But something about this patrol is different. You're still the point man, but this time you're not leading those seven men. You're leading your family. What would you be feeling under such conditions? The survival of each member of your family, and its survival as a whole, would completely depend upon your ability to lead them through the maze of possible ambushes, unseen booby traps, invisible snipers, and all the extraordinary hazards of combat. Gentlemen, this is no imaginary situation. It is reality. If you are a husband, if you are a father, then you are in a war. War has been declared upon the family, on your family and mine.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?